Shalom, Rolene. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks, Sanya.
Talk to us about the UNHRC and apparently the largest amounts of anti-Israel resolutions for a long while. Talk to us about that.
I thought that only happened on
a
Tuesday.
Well, can I just give you like 10 points for the segue?
Yes.
That's not quite the segue, but kol hakavod. Yeah, so let's talk about the UNHRC and the reason why it's making headlines like over a month early is because on March the 18th, the UNHRC or Human Rights Commission are meeting in Geneva at their headquarters to pass an unprecedented 7 resolutions against the state of Israel. Now, we know that Israel's not perfect, and if there are issues that need to be criticized, you know, by all means criticize them. However, once again, it's drawn the ire of many around the world, including UN Watch, who will be leading a demonstration along with politicians, world leaders, communal leaders, human rights activists, military personnel, because yet again, the UNHRC are focusing disproportionately on Israel at the expense of other human rights transgressions around the world. I mean, I've been following a lot on social media, people trying to post about what's happening in Zimbabwe, a huge, huge cause for concern. And, you know, if I bring it back to my neighborhood right on our borders, Syria. And again, it's this singling out of the Jewish state for approbation or for these kinds of resolutions. So it's making headlines around the country today. In fact, it was one of the top stories in the Jerusalem Post because there is this absolute obsessive focus on Israel while ignoring many others around the world.
Wasn't Trump supposed to have made some sort of impact on this body? Wasn't this supposed to have sort of calmed down in its anti-Israel approach?
Well, it was supposed to have calmed down, and I think America has A, dealt them a smack by criticizing them, and B, pulled significant funding out of other UN agencies. And I was also wondering today if we're going to see some funding being pulled out of the UNHRC as well. And, you know, that brings me to our next topic, which was Trump's speech last night at the State of the Union. It was quite a different speech for President Trump. Because rightly so, he focused on domestic issues, and he got a standing ovation when he spoke about women in Congress. But what was very interesting is that he didn't focus very much on Israel. He just alluded to the embassy move and said that the new peace plan, whenever that is sent to us, will be extremely rational and realistic. But what he did do while we're talking about anti-Semitism is he drew almost a correlation between the language used by Iran and their Holocaust denial and their calling for genocide by calling for the destruction of the Jewish state. He drew a correlation between that and the Pittsburgh shootings, which I found very, very interesting. He said, you know, it's language like that that results in incidents like we had in Pittsburgh.
Wow. Wow. Interesting to hear him talk like that. And so publicly, finally and quickly, tell us about the Likud primaries.
Well, can I have a drum roll? I mean, I don't know if there's drum roll music or if you want to just bang on the desk there.
No. We have this technology. Rolene, we have this technology.
I know you guys are checked.
The Likud primary.
Ta-da! Okay, so very interesting results in the Likud primaries because Gideon Sa'ar, who has been absent from politics for the last 5 years, came in to take position number 4 on the list. Okay, so we're still waiting for the final tally, but it looks like, you know, after Netanyahu, we can look at candidates like the Knesset Speaker Yuli Edelstein, or Edelstein, as they say here, Transportation Minister Israel Katz, former Interior Minister, now performing very, very strongly after 5 years of absence, Gideon Sa'ar, and the Public Security Minister, Gilad Erdan, who also heads the Ministry of Strategic Affairs. So very, very strong performances from them. And now the next big question is, is Mandelbrot going to go ahead with indictment for Bibi? Because if he does, then we can see a major shake-up in what happens in these April 9th elections.
Rolene, thank you so much. And well, thanks for weighing in.
Note,
thanks for weighing in on the, you know, on our.
I'm going to ponder it, Kath. I'm going to. There will be some pondering happening.
I want to know where your line in the sand is. Do you know what I mean? Like, where would you go and not go any further? At what point do you say, you know what? I just can't listen to this artist or watch this movie, laugh at these jokes. You know,
let us know. Ponder that.
Yeah, and think about, what's his name? Mel Gibson.
Another one. Oh,
picking the good ones.
I have to say, he was an easy one to give up. Sorry. He was an easy one. Okay, Rolene Marks, have a good evening.
God bless you guys. Bye.